Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1380 in the writing. It's Shin number 532. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of the halachas of Kedima Bebrachos, priority in Brachos. For the next couple of, about three shiurim, I just want to take a little break. Not a break, but just go through a shaila that somebody asked. An interesting question that I think is extremely important that we should all keep in mind and know pretty clear. Which is something which comes up basically a daily basis or a few times a week at least. So, okay, so the question is like this. Somebody asked a question like this. The person ate a small piece of muffin. They're at home. Now, they ate a small piece of muffin, and whatever the case was, the piece of the muffin, we're giving an example that it was a muffin, but it could be with anything, a mizonos, let's say, right? The question is over here, mizonos. That's what we're zooming in on, the mizonos. It could be with a moitzi also, but I want to stick to mizonos because it makes mizonos is a little bit harder in certain aspects of it. So the piece was less than a kazayis. They sat at home, a piece less than a kazayis. Now, for whatever the reason was, the person or anybody would have to, they had to run out before they actually had a chance to eat the whole kazayis. Whatever the case was, they had to go to the car and drive off late for work, whatever. They realized they were late for work, just giving an example, could be anything. So the question is now, so the person gets into the car, right? They get into the car and they want to continue eating the muffin. The question is, how do we work the brachas? The brachas, bracha before, bracha afterwards. They, again, the case is they ate a piece of the muffin, less than a kazayis in the house. Whatever the reason was, they had to run into the car and drive off, whether it's to work or whatever. And now they want to continue eating in their car. What do we do? There was, since it was less than a kazayis, you know, what's the halacha with, do you need a new bracha in the car? Do you not need a new bracha? Do you need a new mizonos? Do you need a al hamechia when you're done? What do we do? Okay, now, again, on the flip side, how do we work it if one actually did eat a kazayis of the muffin before leaving the house, and now they would like to continue eating in the car, right? So that's the first case, is they ate less than a kazayis. Second case was, I ate a full kazayis, but I took a nice bite of it, but then I realized I had to run out, but I did eat a kazayis, and it was under 4 minutes. So we only want to keep in mind, when we say kazayis, we don't mean only kazayis, that's be kazayis b'chdei echelis pras, which is in general under four minutes. Rabbanan Sefer says 3 minutes, but we'll keep it to 4 minutes. Many poskim go with 4 minutes. So as long as it's under 4 minutes, one kazayis, so now you, in various different ways, it's going to help you that, number one, for what we're looking for in Shinoi Makam, actually in the halachas of Shinoi Makam, you now establish the place. Okay, so to begin with, if one did not eat, one did not, again, eat a kazayis in the house, they only took a little bite before leaving before leaving in the case above that we were just talking about, if they actually did eat a kazayis, but it took, ate a kazayis and it took less, longer than 4 minutes. Again, they ate either less than a kazayis or they did eat a kazayis and it took longer than 4 minutes, let's say over a 5, 6, 7, 8 minute period. So then this person, when they get into the car, the halacha would be they would have to make a new bracha of mizonos in order to continue eating. As we've spoken about in the past, we're not going to go through all the halachas again. When we deal with shinei makom, halachic changes of places, when it comes to shahakol, ha'eitz, ha'adama, right, we've spoken about that in the past. If once you leave your house, even though you might have had it in mind, you would need a new bracha. There were various different exceptions, holchei rachim. Again, we went through all those halachas just not too long ago, but one would need a new bracha on shahakol, ha'eitz, ha'adama in general, or something that needs a bar nefashis. But when you're eating something that needs a al hamichya, right, or birchas hamazayin, and we spoke about al ha'eitz and those things, so then when you go outside, one would not need a new bracha. I mean, when you change places, right, you go to a different place, one would not need a new bracha. But if you recall, that was only in a case in time whereby one actually ate a kazayis to establish the place. So that's the case that was presented, that was asked, that the person took a bite, less than a kazayis, I want to continue in the car. So plain and simple, you didn't eat the full kazayis at home, or you ate the kazayis longer than a 4 minute period. So then when this person gets to the car, they would need to make a new bracha of mizonos in order to continue eating. And we'll continue next year with, again, more details as far as the bracha before, bracha after, and so on. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem bracha kol tuv.